I'd like to take the few moments remaining of this program to do something which, on some level, is purely personal, but I think it's something that really goes beyond that, something that is really important to you, even though you may not know it. I told you earlier at the beginning of this program that I and my wife adopted my granddaughter today. We finalized it in court, and I'm thrilled to death. What a celebration. Well, the 12 hours that have preceded that have been very, very busy for me, and I wanted to share with you why. Sometimes things happen, and you don't even know it. Yesterday, we lost something, and that someone is someone that we are all indebted to. You see, you owe him, and most likely, you don't even know it or know him. Richard Knight died yesterday evening in Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital of what would best be described as liver failure as a result of hepatitis C. Most likely, Richard contracted the disease as a result of his addiction to heroin and use of needles. But Richard had been off drugs for some 12 years, and for about six of those, he worked here in Nevada County as a drug abuse counselor at the Lovett Recovery Center. Richard Knight was, most of all, a good man. But he was more than that. There are hundreds of people who Richard invested his time, his knowledge, his care, and concern in, and our community, and for that matter, the world, is better off for it. There are dozens that have basically had their lives saved and returned to them by the efforts that he put forth. Richard was a humble man, and he never sought accolades or publicity for the work that he did. He often came to work when he could barely get out of bed, and he put everything he had into the task of trying to save a few lives. I worked with Richard Knight for those 6 years, so I know that what I'm saying here today is true. Not only did he do what he did for the clients that he worked with, he also helped me to become, I know, a better counselor, and I hope a little better human being in the process. In 12-step programs, they have a phrase, and that is the wreckage of the past. Last night, the wreckage of the past caught up with a man who, as a result, died way too young, but not before he gave back more than he ever owed. I know that his family is here today, and I hope that they're listening. I said to Richard's mother, his daughter, his sister, his wife, and others in the room at the time of his passing that this is a man who they should all be proud of. Mom, you raised a good son. Shannon, tell your children, Richard's grandchildren, that their grandfather was a man of high honor, respect, and a hero. Randy, I'm sorry for your loss, especially so soon after that of your own father. There are many that will mourn the death of Richard Knight. I will be one of them. Not only did he work with me and for me, but he was a good friend as well. He was truly one of the few human beings in the world that I admire. So I want you to know that we all lost someone special yesterday, a man who helped to make your world a little better. And even if you never met him or heard his name before today, I hope you'll send a thought of goodwill his way and know that you owe him a debt of gratitude, one that he would never have asked for. My name's Mike Thornton, and this has been Full Logic Reverse. Oh,
matters. When nothing else matters, I just don't know what's got into me. It's just a prayer for the dying.